Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very glad you're joining us here today. I know your English will improve, and I have a question for you. Have you ever had a terrible sunburn? Or do you get bit by mosquitoes a lot during the summer? The title of today's lesson is Stay Safe in the Summertime. Yes, a lot of people forget to stay safe during the hot summer months. Well, here are two questions for you. How do you prevent sunburn? How do you prevent sunburn? Well, one way is to take your umbrella or parasol outside. That can help keep your skin safe from the sun's rays. Well, what about this question? How do you keep mosquitoes away? Yes, how do you keep mosquitoes away? Well, I can assure you, an umbrella won't help you that much for that problem. Well, friends, we do have a lot to learn from today's lesson, so let's begin, shall we?
Stay safe in the summertime. Tips for having safe outdoor fun. With beautiful weather and nice summer days, we want to go out and have fun. But there are a few summer risks we should learn how to avoid. Sunburn. The summer sun is intense, especially from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For that reason, people should avoid spending time outside during those hours when possible. When it's not possible, use sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 intense 这个形容词。Intense 是指强烈的或极度的。例如 ,the intense cold kept all the mountaineers in the camp.极度的寒冷让这些登山客不得不留在营地里。或者是 The fashion designer is famous for his bold use of intense colors. 这位服装设计师以大胆使用浓烈色彩而闻名。其实我们看的是 sunscreen 这个不可数名词。sun 是指太阳 ,screen 是指屏幕。所以 sunscreen 就是指防晒霜。例如 sunscreen should be applied frequently for the best protection.防晒霜应该要经常涂抹才达到最佳防晒效果。Sunblock, S-U-N-B-L-O-C-K, 也是防晒霜。它和 sunscreen 都是帮助你既不晒伤也不晒黑。另外 ,suntan lotion, S-U-N-T-A-N, 是指防晒霜。它是可以帮助你不会晒伤但是却不一定保证不晒黑。
All right, okay, so Rebecca.
Yes.
Yes, we're learning about how to stay safe in the summertime. And of course, one big problem that a lot of people face during the summer is sunburns. Rebecca, have you ever had a terrible sunburn? Go.
I am so glad you asked, Gabe. As a matter of fact, I have had terrible sunburns in the past.And one time in particular, we spent the entire day at the beach. And I didn't think I would get sunburned, so I didn't put sunscreen on. Who needs sunscreen or sunblock, right? Well, at the end of the day, I felt my shoulders and I thought, I feel so sore. Why does my back hurt so bad? It was red. So red.
So you got a terrible...sunburn, well, that's happened to me, too. Sometimes this happens because I'm too lazy to put on sunscreen. Other times I think, the sun's not too bright. There are clouds in the sky. But friends, don't be deceived. That's usually even worse. If you see there are clouds in the sky, but actually those sun's rays are still very, very strong. Well, my dad was telling me about when he was younger, maybe around 10 or 12 years old,And he was out in the sun at a pool all day long, and he had to spend the next 3 days lying in a bed because he had sores all over his skin because of his terrible sunburn.
Well, that sounds like terrible sunburn. And friends, you do not want to get sunburn like that. Well, anyway, today's lesson is called Stay Safe in the Summertime, and it says tips for having safe outdoor fun. With beautiful weather and nice summer days, we want to go out and have fun. But there are a few summer risks we should learn how to avoid. And you see that word risks here in our lesson? There's actually a related word that we would like to talk about today, and that is the word risky. If something is risky, that just means that it involves the possibility of something bad happening.
So in our lesson, we see the noun risk. There are risks that you should avoid. And of course, this is the adjective risky. What is risky? Well, we could use this word to talk about lots of different things. For example, it's risky to start a business when the economy is poor. Is that true? Do you think it's risky to start a business when the economy is bad?
Well, of course it's risky to try to start a business when the economy is bad. Maybe it wouldn't be so risky if the economy was doing well, but not with a bad economy. Here's another example. Let's say that you're out biking, okay, and you see a lot of glass on the ground. I would say it probably would be a little risky riding down the road with all the glass on the ground. You might get a hole in your tire.
Speaking of glass, It's risky to work in a cafeteria or someplace and just wear your flip-flops. That's why people say you need to wear closed-toed shoes. That way you won't step on any glass that might be there and hurt your feet, okay? So it's risky to do that.
And it's definitely very risky to spend a lot of time in the sun without putting suntan lotion on. Anyway, well, there's a few things that we want to learn about, and the first is sunburn. We want to learn how to avoid sunburn. First, we see the summer sun is intense, especially from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For that reason, people should avoid spending time outside during those hours when possible. Hey, Gabe, You know, when someone gets a really bad sunburn, They turn really, really, really red.
Yeah, they really do. They turn as red as a lobster sometimes.
Hey, I was just going to say that, Gabe. You look as red as a lobster.
Exactly. This is a great phrase. If you notice your friend has a terrible sunburn and their skin is really red, you can say, you look as red as a lobster.
And here's another example sentence. Sally was as red as a lobster when she came home from the beach. I don't think she put any sunscreen on.
So that brings us back to our lesson. We read, when it's not possible, use sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Now, I don't like applying sunscreen because I think it feels kind of oily. However, I still do it anyway because I want to protect my skin. Well, friends, earlier we saw the phrases 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. What does Stephen Ken have to say about a.m. and p.m. in the info cloud?
Good question.
Good one.
Today, let's talk about how to express time in English. If you want to indicate, say, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you can say 4 p.m.
And that's how you should write it. The p.m. should appear after the number 4, not in front of it.
P.m. is the abbreviation of the Latin phrase post-meridiem, meaning afternoon. Now, to indicate a time that's before noon, we should use AM, which stands for anti-meridiem.
Now, since AM and PM already indicate before and afternoon, we don't need to say 4 PM in the afternoon, because that would be redundant. We can say either 4 PM or 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, now, one question a lot of people have is, how to indicate 12 noon and 12 midnight? Which one is a.m. and which one is p.m.?
Well, the correct answer for 12 noon is 12 p.m. and for 12 midnight is 12 a.m. However, since a lot of people don't know that, to avoid causing any confusion, we should do away with the abbreviations for these two times and simply say 12 noon and 12 midnight.
Okay, now if you'd like to do away with the abbreviations AM and PM all together, one option is the 24-hour clock, also known as military time. For example, instead of 4 p.m., use 1600. But do keep in mind that in the United States and Canada, military time is not as widely used as it is in the rest of the world.
我们用中文表达时间都习惯在时间的前面冠上上午、下午，像上午九点钟、下午四点钟，但英文就刚好相反，用英文表达时间是先讲时间，然后才说是什么时候，像 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 而不是 afternoon 4 o'clock。当然也可以用 AM 跟 PM。AM 是拉丁文中午前的缩写， PM 是拉丁文中午后的缩写，因此下午四点钟也可以叫做 4PM。 要注意 PM 两个字母必须摆在数字的后面。时间除了用 AM 跟 PM 来表示，也可以用24小时制，所以下午四点也可以用 1600 hours 来表示。但这个制度在美国很少人用，只有在军队里才会用到，因此24小时制在美国叫做 military time， 军方采用的时间。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Oh, hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. There are so many different ways to protect yourself from the sun and to prevent getting a sunburn. Now, it's important to try to use sunscreen whenever possible in the hot summer months if you're going to be outside, especially between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Now, a hat like this might help. However, for me, I noticed that the back of my neck often gets burnt, and so I have two hats that can help when I have a sunburn in the summer. Good, this can prevent having a sunburn. Also, one of these little umbrellas, there's so many things you can do to prevent getting a sunburn. Isn't this great? Let's continue with our lesson now. Wait, I don't need these things. I'm inside.
Stay safe in the summertime. Be sure to apply it to sometimes forgotten areas, such as your ears, neck, and tops of feet. When you are outside for several hours, put on more lotion every 30 minutes. If you do get a sunburn, take a cool bath and apply some sunburn relief cream. Mosquitoes. Mosquitoes and other insects increase during the hot summer months. Since many of them carry serious diseases, you should cover up as much as possible. On your hands and other exposed areas, use a spray that keeps insects away.
OK， 接下来我们看 lotion 这个不可数名词。lotion 是指乳液或护肤乳，例如 ，Don't forget to apply some body lotion after a hot bath。泡完热水澡之后，不要忘记要涂身体乳液。或者是 ，The lotion is made from natural ingredients。这个润肤乳是用天然的材料制造的。如果是更浓稠的护肤霜的话，是用 cream 这个名词。例如 ，Irene always buys moisturizing cream from this store。Irene 总是在这家店买润肤霜。最后我们看的是 spray 这个名词。spray 在这里是指喷剂。例如 ，the chemical sprays used by these farmers can cause serious illnesses。这些农夫所使用的化学喷剂可能会引起严重的疾病。 或者是 Grandpa's homemade mosquito spray is quite effective. 爷爷自制的防蚊喷液非常有效。 Spray 也可以当动词, 例如 Tom sprayed some room deodorizer in his bathroom. Tom 在他的浴室里喷了些除臭剂。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, friends, so of course we're talking about the importance of using sunscreen. So make sure you apply sunscreen to your body if you're going to be out in the sun. Now, what happens if you get sunburn? We read, if you do get sunburn, take a cool bath and apply some sunburn relief cream. And something that actually comes to my mind, Gabe, is aloe vera. Have you ever used aloe vera?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Aloe vera, this comes from a plant. Mm-hmm. It can actually be made into drinks as well. Some people like drinking aloe vera drinks. Lu Hui. Lu Hui is great for sunburns, right? Rebecca, funny story about this. When I was teaching aloe vera earlier, and maybe last year, I taught it in Chinese as Lu Wei.
Lu Wei.
Yeah, but that's not correct.
Oh, what's Lu Wei?
That's the kind of snack you get at 7-Eleven. It's kind of like a soupy snack. You don't want to rub Lu Wei over your skin. No, friends. You want to rub Lu Hui over your skin.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you get sunburn, we highly recommend you use aloe vera. Okay, so we've talked about sunburn, but let's discuss mosquitoes now. Now that it's getting a bit warmer, mosquitoes are a bit of a problem. And of course, we read, many of them carry serious diseases. Therefore, you really should cover up as much as possible.
Wait, hold on a second.
Yes.
Speaking of mosquitoes, that's one big mosquito. There are several diseases that mosquitoes carry, right?
Yeah, I know one.
Yes?
Malaria.
Ah.
Yeah.
Not a pleasant thing to talk about, but friends, we want to teach you some diseases that are commonly carried by mosquitoes. There is malaria, which is 疟疾, all right?
疟疾.
疟疾, got that?
疟疾.
Okay, another one we want to talk about is dengue fever, which is 登革热.
登革热.
Yeah, you got that?
登革热.
Is there another disease that mosquitoes...
Zika fever?
That's right, the Zika virus.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, I've been hearing more about that in the news over the last few months. That is Zika bingdu. Okay, so these are just three of some of the diseases that are carried by mosquitoes. Now you know how to talk about them. They're not fun to talk about, but you know, malaria, dengue fever, and Zika.
So make sure you use a spray to keep these annoying creatures away. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's time for us to sing
it
out.
Well, we're ready to enjoy the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three. Stay safe in the summer. Be careful what you do. Stay safe in the summer. Here's a good tip for you.
Wait a minute. A good tip?
Yeah.
What tip?
Well, I really do love the summertime, but sometimes it's really hot outside. You know why it's hot?
Because of the sun.
That's right. And if you're not careful, the sun will come down and it will burn your skin. Yeah, so put on some sunscreen. That is a good tip.
Stay safe in the summer. Be careful what you do. Stay safe in the summer. Here's a good tip for you.
Hey, Gabe, do you have any good tips for us?
I was thinking, aside from getting sunburns, there's really nothing wrong with the summer. I mean,
no?
I like the hot weather. I like going out to the beach.
Uh-huh.
And I really enjoy,
ow!
Mosquito. There's a mosquito in here. Oh, that's what I don't like about the summer. So many more mosquitoes.
Me too.
Oh, you gotta protect yourself, friends. That's one way you can.
Stay safe in the summer. Be careful what you do. Stay safe in the summer. Here's a good tip for you.
Violent sorrow.
Whoa!
Yeah. Woo! All right. Everyone sing
summer. Be careful what you do. Stay safe in summer. That's a good tip for you. Stay safe in summer. Be careful what you do. Stay safe in summer. Those are good tips for you.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, why did you hit my neck?
There was a mosquito on your neck.
Beautiful summer days.
Yeah. Let's go inside.
But it's nice and sunny out here.
Exactly. And sunny weather is dangerous.
And that's why it's important to avoid the risks.
Yes, but how?
Avoid the sun when it's intense. But if you go out, use sunscreen.
Oh, sunscreen.
Don't forget to put sun behind your ears, on your neck, and on the tops of your feet.
Okay. There. Now I'm completely protected from the sun.
But if you stay outside a while, put more lotion on every half hour.
Okay. But what if I do get a sunburn?
Take a cool bath and apply some sunburn relief cream.
Okay.
Now let's enjoy this nice sunny weather.
Yeah. Mosquitoes!
Yes. The number of mosquitoes increases during the hot summer months. And many of them carry diseases.
Oh, no. I'm going inside.
Hey, but not to worry. Just cover up.
Oh, well, okay. But what about my hands and other exposed areas?
No worries. Spray will keep the insects away.
Okay. There. Now I'm protected.
Yeah. So, let's go swimming in the river.
Swimming? Oh, no way. Water is really too dangerous. No way.
So, Gabe, why do you have a hat on and sunglasses?
Ah, you're a little bit jealous, aren't you, Rebecca? Here is a hat for you. Now we are ready to go out in the sun. Friends, we'll see you next time for more about staying safe in the summertime right here on Studio Classroom.